Hello, poetry lovers and degenerates.
But I'll tell you, one resident of Arlen is offering this community a little relief from the heat in the form of a kind, cool way to the side of the highway.
People toss around the word hero, but this guy's a real hero. I don't know his name, so I guess we can only call him the Heat Wave.
I have a dream.
Hey,
everybody, welcome back. This is the Motomuck podcast. If you've read it online already, this is probably going to sound quite familiar. But nevertheless, if you haven't, then this is going to be all new stuff. This week's podcast is brought to you by, well, us actually, thedirt.co.nz. Check it out. All kinds of stuff you can check out. Tests, reviews, interviews, features. Each week we're putting more up there, so it's going to be quite the sight. Soon, so get amongst it. Check it out every day. Could be new stuff, pictures, videos, more pods. You can listen to it however you want to listen to it, through your phone, computer. Heck, Bluetooth it to your car, go for a drive. It'll be cool. So like I said, this week we're talking about Motomuck. Now those who use Motomuck probably don't need to listen to this because they know how bloody good it is. Those who don't use Motomuck, well, you've been washing your bike wrong for quite a while now. Luckily you have, and I'll tell you all about it. Unless you've got a little minion, cleans your bike for you, what could be better than not having to clean your bike ever again? Well, this isn't quite that far. You are going to have to clean your bike, but it's going to be pretty minimal effort. And for that minimal effort, you're going to get some maximum shine. And in a nutshell, that's pretty much what Motomuck does. But to get a real feel for Motomuck, let's just take a quick step back in time and do some research on how it began. And that was thanks to motomuck.co.nz. There's a bit of a blurb there, so I'm going to tell you all about that. Motomuck was started by a dude called Hilton Paws. Real nice fella, South African dude. Back in 2009. He was pretty frustrated after not being able to find a real good cleaner for his beloved vehicles. Quote, "There was a lot of testing, and our original Motomuck cleaner eventually became the product that you have been looking at today." That's from, end quote, Pilgrim Paws himself, the dude who created Motomuck and is promoting it at events like the 4-Hour. You can see him at probably Tussock Buster, I would have thought, and quite a few different places around the off-road scene. He's really getting out there, pushing his product, and it's because it really works. Bit of a family business, Motomuck, if you didn't know. Pretty much everyone at the beginning was roped into the manufacturing of it. Bottling, packaging, delivering, all from their home garage. Now it's expanded a bit more. They've got a bigger premises in Auckland and actually got a bit of stock over in Brisbane. Now they sell in Australia too, so Motomuck's really getting out there. It's you can tell why too, because it's pretty good. Motomuck is currently endorsed by a whole lot of NZ and world champions, rally drivers, speedway racers, off-road riders. Think Townley, think Birch, think Coppins, just in our little circle at least. And if you really want to get supported by Motomuck yourself, there's that option. They've got a sponsorship program. Just go to the website, www.motomuck.co.nz. And click on there, and you might be able to get yourself on the team. Now, you know some background about Motomuck. Should tell you how it works. It's a three-step process to cleaning your bike and or anything else that you really like to get clean. Step one, spray on the bike, wet or dry. This is actually from the Motomuck website. Spray on the bike, wet or dry. If you hosed off excessive dirt, leave the dryer for a few minutes before applying. Use a brush on excessively stubborn old dirt on places where dirt is backed onto the exhaust, for instance, or that's that stuff. Well, if you haven't washed your bike for a few weeks and it's really backed on, you're going to need to give it a bit of a scrub. Leave it to soak for 10 to 15 minutes, allowing the Motomuck to penetrate through the dirt, and spray it off with a jet washer. And it's pretty clean. It comes up pretty clean. We actually used this product for quite a while now, since its inception actually. We got on board pretty early. Hilton's been a really nice guy. It's supplied us with a motorbike to clean the bikes, and they've never been shinier. Sounds easy in essence, and it actually kind of is. We've learned a little bit of a different way to clean the motor muck off. It's basically the same, but if you follow these steps in particular, you're going to have a bike shinier than your dinner plate. Okay, best practice for us we've found is put the bike on the stand and pressure wash the bejesus out of it. Get as much dirt as muck off as possible. Get it as clean as you can just with that pressure washer. Don't leave dirt on because it doesn't quite work as well. So give that thing a good clean with your water blaster. But the trick is let it to dry. Let it dry for about 10 minutes. I have a cup of tea, I don't know. Wash your boots at the same time, wash everything else. But just let that bike dry for about 10 minutes to get most of that water off. Step 2. Soak on motor muck. Brush it on, spray it on. It comes with a cool little applicator bottle. So spray that on everywhere. Don't miss a beat. Grips, seat, plastic, steel, swing arm, engine, pipes, tires, spokes, everything. Spray it on everywhere. Give it a good complete coating. And the trick is again, leave it for 10 minutes just to soak in. Make sure the bike's dry first. Spray it on, leave it to soak in for 10 minutes. And then come back after your next cup of tea. Spray it off with a jet washer again. And man, the results are good. The first few times you use motor muck, we found initially, if you haven't used it before on this bike, you might need to get the brush out to get a few of those hard to reach places, a few extra dirty spots. But after that, throw that brush away, man. As long as you keep using motor muck after each ride and for each wash, it seems to leave like a bit of a film almost on the bike. It almost helps stop dirt from sticking the next time you wash it. It's pretty good. You can use motor muck with just a regular hose, but you're not going to get as good a result as you do with a water blaster. So if you want to get yourself into motor muck, your gateway product is going to be that 1 liter motor muck original cleaner. This bottle comes, like I said, with its own Pro Trigger spray, which is pretty good. Nice and easy to use. That'll probably get you, depending on how big your bike is and how liberally you spray it, you can probably get 3 to 4 washes out of that bottle easily on a full size dirt bike. And then all you have to do after that is buy something like the 5 liter refill, top up your spray bottle. Now, like I said, we've been using it for quite a while now and the results are pretty good. I've got a 2009 Honda CRF 450 that I'm usually riding, and that thing looks it doesn't look brand new obviously, but for an 09 bike, it's done 10 years of riding in the last 3 years enduros, like hard enduros and stuff. It looks good, man. If I put a brand new set of plastics on, I reckon that thing could, well, it's not going to be new, but it's going to be pretty damn close to it. If you're right about what's in motor muck, don't be. It contains no acids or abrasives, caustics or silicones. Safe on aluminium, anodized surfaces, alloys, chromes, magnesium, seals, plastics, carbon fiber. So, like I said, you can spray this thing on everything. Leaves no streaking. I mean, I did find I put it on once and got distracted. Left it for about half an hour in the sun. And that wasn't so good. I needed to wash it off, reapply the motor muck again. And then do the proper process and she comes up good. So if you're into cleaning your bikes like I am, I want to get a clean bike. I love to have my bike nice and clean. It's actually a good way to check for damage too. If you clean your bike properly after every ride, it's a good way to check for blemishes, damage, parts that need replacing, sorry. And a clean bike's going to help you really keep on top of that. The best thing about motor muck is it does what it says it does. It cuts through the dirt and grime, and it cuts your time, cuts your cleaning time in half too. You're not going to be disappointed with motor muck. Any more information, let us know here. Give us an email, chris@thedirt.co.nz. We can answer more questions. Or if you want to check out motor muck yourself, You can go to two places actually. It's motogear.co.nz, they stock Motomuck, or you can go to the Motomuck site itself, motomuck.co.nz. If you're into washing your bike and keeping it clean, this is definitely the product you want to keep on top of. Cheers, guys. Have a good time and happy cleaning.